From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The list of high-profile Republicans distancing themselves from presidential nominee Donald Trump continues to grow, with even his running mate condemning Trump's lewd comments about women in a 2005 video. Vice presidential candidate Mike Pence of Indiana said in a statement that he could not condone or defend Trump's statements. The candidate's wife, Melania Trump, said, "The words my husband used are unacceptable and offensive to me. This does not represent the man that I know." Trump himself issued an apology early Saturday morning, saying the words on the tape do not reflect who he is now.
"Anyone who knows me knows these words don't reflect who I am. I said it, I was wrong, and I apologize."
Several Republicans have called for Trump to step aside, but the nominee told the Wall Street Journal newspaper that there was zero chance he would quit the race. Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton has said she will withhold her commentary until Sunday night's second debate in St. Louis, Missouri. Hurricane Matthew made landfall in South Carolina Saturday after killing hundreds in the Caribbean and at least 9 people in the United States. The storm is expected to dump massive amounts of rain on the Carolinas. South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley asked residents to be patient.
"It is not going to be safe for you to go in. Between down power lines and trees, and then just unsafe structures."
Matthew has killed nearly 900 people in Haiti and left tens of thousands of others homeless. So far, 4 people died in Florida, 2 in Georgia, and 3 in North Carolina. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. Russia has vetoed a French-drafted UN Security Council resolution that would have demanded an immediate end to airstrikes in Syria. France had asked for an end to all flights over the city of Aleppo, which has been the site of horrendous bombardments, including on a hospital Thursday that left 20 people dead and more than 100 wounded. U.S. Ambassador David Pressman says that Saturday's vote signs the death knell for Aleppo.
"The UN Special Envoy has warned the city will be completely destroyed by the end of the year. And we know the cause. The airstrikes conducted by Russia and the Assad regime are the cause."
A rival Russian resolution calling for separation of moderate and extremist forces in Syria, but not an end to the air campaign, failed to get the needed 9 yes votes. Meanwhile, fighting continued in Syria, with government forces reporting the takeover of an area on Aleppo's northern outskirts. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said government forces also recaptured several towns from rebels in Hama's northern countryside and in the town of Al-Hamih, northwest of Damascus. An airstrike by Saudi-led coalition planes has killed 82 people and wounded hundreds of others attending a funeral at a hall in the city of Sana'a. Witnesses said that one missile hit the hall and another landed nearby during the funeral for the father of Galal al-Rawishan, the interior minister of the rebel Houthi government. Al-Rawishan is reported to have been seriously injured. Witnesses are blaming the strike on the Saudi-led coalition that supports the internationally recognized government of President Abd Rabu Mansur Hadi. A source with the Saudi-led coalition told the Reuters news agency the coalition had no role in the airstrike. That coalition has been providing air support for Hadi's forces in a civil war that has killed more than 10,000 people. German police are searching for a suspect identified as 22-year-old Jaber al-Bakr after receiving intelligence that he was planning a bombing attack. Authorities detained 3 people known to al-Bakr after they found explosives in an apartment they raided while looking for him in the eastern city of Chemnitz. A series of attacks hit Germany this summer. Islamic State claimed 2 in late July. Police shot dead the assailants in both incidences. Security forces in Bangladesh killed 11 suspected members of an Islamist militant group in an ongoing crackdown against extremism in that country. Bangladesh's home minister said the suspects were members of a group blamed for an attack on a cafe in Dhaka in July that killed 22 people. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.